So the 6 o'clock hour is upon us, and we need to bring the village board meeting, April 13th, 2026, to order. And we start with a roll call from the clerk.
Anastasio?
Here.
Batia?
Here.
Venturini?
Here.
Pollak?
Here.
DeGroot?
He's here. We have two trustees that are excused. Next item would be the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know how this is looking on TV or the video, but Trustee Pollak is not in the doghouse. She's kind of off there on an island because of the two trustees that we have excused. So the next item is public comment. Members of the public are welcome to provide comments on any matter. Please fill out a comment form and the president will recognize you. Use the microphone and state your name and address for the public record. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And I have Roxanne Brown signed up. She wishes to speak about solar panels. Name and address for the record, Roxanne.
Hi, thank you. Roxanne Brown, 6650 Mariner Drive, Unit 204, Mount Pleasant Inn, Condo Heaven in Mount Pleasant. And I'm calling, and I need to apologize. I spoke to three of the trustees at the Microsoft meeting last week, but I put the cart before the horse. I'm from the East Coast, and many of the states in the East Coast already have laws on the books to permit balcony solar panels, both for homeowners and renters, but the state of Wisconsin doesn't. So I have contacted my representative and state senator asking them to consider it, and I want to encourage the village board or trustees to consider it and be proactive and get something on the books so that when the state does pass it, we can start lowering our energy with solar panels. Thank you.
Thank you, Roxanne. Anybody else wishing to speak publicly? Hearing from nobody else in the chambers, we can close public comment, and we can move on to the consent agenda.
Mr. President, I make a motion to approve the items on consent agenda as presented.
Second.
So I hear a motion and a second. Voice vote, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So the consent agenda is approved. Next item on page 2 of the agenda would be under Public Works, which is a discussion and possible motion to award a contract for the 2026 paving program.
Mr. President, I make a motion to award the contract for the 2026 paving program to the low bidder, Payne and Dolan Incorporated, for an amount of $3,023,782.90.
Second.
So we have a motion, a couple different seconds. Looks like Trustee Venturini is stepping up to honor that. Tony, if you could speak to this, you know, this is an annual thing that we do, and I know it relates to PASER ratings and, you know, why certain streets get picked and why, you know, others don't. We hear from constituents from time to time, why aren't you doing my street? So now's your chance just to speak briefly to, you know, how we do what we do and why.
Sure. So this year's program contains about 4 miles of roadway, and has been the case the last several years and will be going forward. We're very heavily focused on the subdivisions that went up during the housing boom of the early 2000s. So we have a large chunk of roadway in the village that was put in around that time. It's now time to resurface them. So that's what you see in these programs as of late. A big chunk of this program is the Campbell Woods subdivision, built around that time. Also, the Spring Meadow and Jamestown 5 subdivisions are very large portions of this contract. So it's a very simplistic paving program as far as resurfacing goes. There's no complicated reconstructions or anything, but at the same time, it's tackling the elephant in the room, which is these subdivisions that all went in at the same time, and now they've all come due. So we're biting a big chunk out of it here, I think, and we got 5 bids. All were closely lumped together and favorable as far as they relate to our engineer's estimate. So we recommend approval.
And the fiscal note on that, if I can pick on Kathy just for a second, some of it I know we probably bonded for, some of it is on the levy. If you could just provide us with a little breakdown that way, best your knowledge.
We always budget plenty for that, and when he is deciding which roads to do and he's getting that engineer's estimate, he's trying to work within that budget that we set out in the 2026 budget. So we do have a levy going in there. I think it's a little over $1 million, and the rest of that would be borrowed funds. There was some residual fund balance that'll be used in this bid as well.
Thank you.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Go ahead. Tony, I like that we are planning for 2026 about 4 miles of the roadway paving program. My question is, I believe that the yearly paving program is on the website. Is that correct?
It's on what? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
It should be on the village website.
We'll get all that. We do it for any major construction project. We'll get that somewhere on the website so people are aware, and we'll work with Sean and his department to make sure we get every notice out that we can so people are
aware. Reason I'm asking is because from time to time people call and they want to know what's the plan for the road, so you should have a program like that. We should have on the website if we already don't have it.
And affected residents, anybody who lives on a street that's being resurfaced, gets a rather detailed letter from us, and we give them the best schedule we can, duration of construction and other things they're going to encounter as we get out there and resurface their road.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other thoughts for Tony?
I have a question, Tony, just a point of clarification. Since there were 5 bids, do we weight the criteria at all of who's local, who's not? I was pleased to see this was a local company that got selected. Is it just straight money, who's the least expensive, or do you weight other things in that decision-making process?
It typically is that simple, as long as they're what we call a responsive bidder, where they meet all the specifications they need to, they filled out all the forms appropriately, they're bonded. As long as they meet what we're asking for, and they're a qualified contractor, we've pre-qualified them, they're going to get the low bid based on that.
And we're just following state law for that.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the matter of the paving program contract, roll call.
Anastasio?
Aye.
Batia?
Aye.
Venturini?
Aye.
Pollock?
Aye.
DeGroote?
Aye. That motion carries. Reports. If I could just pick on either Patrick or Sean just for a minute. I know that we've got something coming up with the tailgate tour. I heard that there was a venue change. Did you want to just clarify that for anybody that's listening and maybe signed up for it?
Yes, Matt from Tourism confirmed today that the tailgate event for tomorrow was moved to the YMCA due to weather concerns.
All right.
Is that the Sealed Air one, or that the one across the street from
the one right here?
Okay.
Yeah. Right next to us. Okay. One last motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I hear a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.